Will you pray with me? Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Mary's Magnificat is very famous. My soul magnifies the Lord is how we have heard it many times. Magnificat, magnificent, is where the word comes from. What we often forget, though, is that this is her hymn, her praise, her song, as a response to the Annunciation, another wonderful word that we have had for centuries, when to her was announced that she would bear a son. Mary's hymn of praise, this Magnificat, it has little meaning unless you remember why she's singing. Because she's responding to a call. She's being asked to do something. And for us to ponder on what it was like that day is important, that she might have heard a voice, a sound, or words that changed her path forever. This very, very young woman. What was it like for Mary when she turned and realized that nothing on her path looked the same? It was no longer the path that she had taken. This was likely the longest night of her life, or if we think of her whole story, one of the longest nights of her life. If you can imagine someone bringing you news that you were going to do something that was going to change your life forever, and not just change your life forever, but could change the world forever, I think it would feel like standing on quicksand. It would like being in a boat that was capsized. It would be like beginning to search for solid ground very quickly. And for Luke, Mary's hymn of praise, her song to God, makes her, if you think about it, the first Christian preacher. The Magnificat is the first human proclamation about Jesus in the Gospels. Mary sings and declares that she understands what God has done through Jesus Christ for the whole creation. And so she cannot help but say that her soul magnifies the Lord, that her spirit rejoices in God, her Savior, and she now has an inner knowledge of what God has done. And this very act calls her to worship. And it's all because history is about to be turned upside down. I love the song, The Canticle of the Turning. Because the world is about to be turned upside down. She sings to the world that through the promise she has received, she is the first instance of upside down history. She's the first instance for us as Christians as upside down theology. The mother of Jesus is proclaiming the greatness of God, and her awareness that God has done great things for her despite her lowliness. For what we know in the Gospels is that she was young and she was poor. She was not an insider. She was most definitely an outsider. But she speaks with conviction, telling the whole world for all time that this is the way God's mercy works. God abides with the hungry and the powerless. God sends the rich away empty. She is in Luke's gospel our representative, and she is also our teacher, if we can hear what she has said, because God is doing gospel in her. It is odd, though, if you think about it, that many churches will not ordain women just because they share Mary's gender as well as her faith and her vocation as a preacher. But we say amen here, don't we? Amen. If we hear her hymn of praise, her breathless yes to God, and think how she is an example of what it means to be a Christian in our time and our place, we have to wonder. We are called to say yes to being used to help those who are hungry and thirst, those who are lonely and lost. And Mary is telling us here that we are called to speak truth to power anytime we see God's people being denied God's gracious gift of love. Mary gives hope to all humanity, revealing that the union between one human soul and God is possible for each of us. And not just possible, but necessary. And that those who feel the furthest from God, the lonely and the poor, the sick, the abused, the oppressed, that is who God will lift up. This is the candle of love. Not romantic love, not easy love. The love of God through Christ Jesus. It is the way in which we are told, both through Mary and through Christ, that God is not, and probably never has been, and probably, I hope, never will be, about the status quo. Unless, of course, we get it right someday, and we're in right relationship with God's will for the whole universe. The old is fading away, and new life has come. We are traveling towards the longest night, the winter solstice. It is in that night that we hear Mary's promise that the darkness has been shattered by the light and nothing will ever be the same again. It is a beautiful, beautiful hymn, but we forget that it is actually nothing less than a song of revolution. If you sang this song at your Christmas dinner, what kind of reaction do you think you would get? We would all have to think about it. And Mary's not bashful in announcing the good news to the downtrodden, God's good news. Her hymn also declares that it's bad news for some, for those who wield economic and political and military power. She says, God brings them low. We can still learn from Mary's Magnificat, her hymn of praise for being asked to serve God, regardless of her station in life. It's a reminder to us all. Her world has been turned upside down. If she thought she knew what her future held, she no longer does. And isn't this what faith means? It is difficult, brothers and sisters, to say yes when you do not know where the road will lead. So we ponder Mary's hymn not just as a beautiful song of praise, but as a sermon spoken to us about how we are to respond to being the bearers of light in the world. For we must never forget that we are the oppressed and the oppressors. We are both the hungry and the full. We are both the poor and the rich. And we are lost, and yet we are found. But we're human and our memories can be very short. And so every near year we need to hear Mary's song to remind us about the truth of our own place in history. And to help us remember that God has promised to deliver us through the birth of our Redeemer. And the question we'll ponder in our hearts each day is, will we close our ears to her proclamation? Or will we sing as Mary sang, because we have new life in us? So may it be so when night approaches, at the end of our long days, when we rest our heads and we lay our heads on our pillows. May we reflect on the day and sing, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Amen.